Okay, I don't want to make anybody late for worship this morning. So that's fine, so you're not late, that's absolutely fine. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, good, you're awake. That's a good and positive start. So welcome to worship this morning. Now, I'm not sure, yeah. Am I on properly? I am, good. That's okay. Can you hear me at the back? That's equally good. Right, thank you. Okay, so it's a beautiful sunny morning. Some of you will have been out. Some of you may have been down into the sea for a dip already. Perhaps not. I was down on the seafront this morning. I didn't go for a swim, but there were people down there looking really keen. It's still the North Sea, it's still pretty cold as far as I'm concerned, but anyway, it's good to be here, it's good to share with you in worship, and we're going to start with a time of worship. That's our first task, not a task, that's our first reason for joining together this morning, and that's joining together in worship to God. Now, we're going to sing the song the band have just introduced, the tune Tell Out My Soul. I think the words are by Timothy Dudley Smith, one of the great modern hymn writers, actually. And it's also got a good bass note to start with, hasn't it, Andy? See, no pressure this morning. Okay, so I'd like to stand together and we're going to sing these words. Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord. Unnumbered blessings give my spirit voice. Okay. So, I don't know how you're feeling. You may be feeling a bit heavy-limbed. The heat may be getting to you. But if you stand up and sing, I'm sure, as James would tell you, singing makes you feel so much better, doesn't it? Yeah, well, maybe. Absolutely. Okay, so, take it away. There's the intro, I think. Yeah. Thank you. You can sit down just for a moment. Just for a moment. I hope that lifted your spirits. Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord. Now there's a word that appears in a couple of the verses there. And that word is the theme for our meeting this morning, and that word is promise. It talked about tender to me the promise of his word in the first verse. Firm is his promise and his mercy sure. And we're going to think about promises as we go through the meeting this morning. But before we do that, we're going to sing another song of praise and worship, a modern song. And yes, I looked to Ben for this. Yeah. And I asked him to play the piano. And it turns out he's not going to do that, because he's a disobedient child. So instead, we're going to do something a bit different. Okay, yeah, sorry, I've got to keep talking, keep filling. Now, actually, it turns out that our band practice on Wednesday, Simon mentioned this song. I think it was probably there in the back of my head already as something that we'd used this morning, but it's just kind of reinforced it. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. One of God's promises. God's promises are sure. God is faithful forever. That phrase, his love endures forever, appears in many of the Psalms and appears repeated in those Psalms. There is a Hebrew word, chesed, I think it is. It has to have a bit of a ch. So sorry, but chesed, which is kind of translated as unfailing love. Unfailing love. And it's that his love endures forever. So we're going to sing, give thanks to the Lord our God and King. His love endures forever. Now I hope you know this well enough. Are we okay? Are we sorted? Okay, do we get an introduction? Well, yeah, give us a nod when we come in. Now, as Ben said, it helps if you're slightly flexible with the, give it a bit of a, how did you describe it? I can't remember. Relax, that's right. Relax into the rhythm. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you to stand up again, actually, because it's just so much better singing standing up. Okay. If you don't feel you can stand, please don't feel that you have to. Nobody should ever feel obliged. Okay? But we're going to sing in praise to God. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. So, let's see how this works. Okay? You didn't manage to get mics up. Well done, thank you. You can sit down. Now, I believe we might actually have some other ukulele players here. Is that right, Paul? Are you a ukulele player? Yeah. So perhaps we should have a little ukulele orchestra at some point. Okay, there we go. I don't think it'll ever replace the band. Or the piano. Okay. So, it's a good place to start. Praising God, reminding ourselves that His love endures forever. Now we're going to move into a time of prayer. And to do that, the band are going to help us. They're going to bring their piece right now. Joy Webb's music, Joy Webb's song, It Is Jesus. It is Jesus I need. And when we're thinking about God's promises, sometimes we're thinking about hanging on to those promises, knowing that God is faithful, and recognizing our need of Jesus, of our Saviour. So please just listen as the band play. And when the band have finished playing, as I say, we're going to move into a time of prayer. Now, I know not everybody is confident at praying out loud in a congregation. I appreciate that's not something everybody feels they can do. But one thing I would ask you to do is, particularly as the band are playing, that may be that you're really feeling the need of Jesus this morning. We all need Jesus, but you're probably also thinking of other people. Other people on your hearts right now who need Jesus too. So if you don't feel, if you feel able to pray for this meeting, for everybody here, that's great. I'd love you to do that. But if you just want to bring one or two names to the Lord, just say those names out loud. Okay? And we'll bring them to the Lord. So, let's listen now as the band play, It Is Jesus. Thank you. Let's pray. Now, say there may be somebody who feels led to pray now. But equally, if you've got those names on your heart, people who you know need the Lord right now, just shout them out and share them, and we'll bring them to the Lord in prayer. As you've heard those names, and perhaps many others that are on our minds as well, we bring each one of them to you. Each of their needs are different. Each of our needs are different. But you can meet every single one of them. Lord, we thank you for the promise of your presence, for the assurance of your love. And we know that you promised that if we ask, we'll receive. If we seek, we will find. And if we knock, the door will be opened. So, Lord, we can approach you confidently. Lord, we thank you for your presence here among us this morning. We pray that as we meet together, as we share together, that this will be a time of us drawing closer to one another, but most of all, drawing closer to you. So, Lord, we just bring this day and the rest of our lives to you now and ask for your blessing. Amen. Okay. Right. Now, it's time for the children, which I'm completely aware actually means this is the only bit that people really listen to, that when I actually talk later, you'll tune out. So, I need some volunteers. I need a few volunteers. I may not have had enough faith this morning, we shall see. Okay, right, that's good. Okay. Right, so how many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, dear, right, okay. Okay, right, thank you. So, right, who here is good with money? Right. Well, we'll see, shall we? So, I have some money here this morning. I perhaps didn't have enough faith. We shall see. Well, I think we might be all right. Okay, I might have to find one of those as well. So, here we are. So we've got some different money here. I would like you to look after one of them for a moment. Okay, so I'm going to ask you. Do you want to pick a note? Okay. You going to pick one? There we go. Okay. One of those. Okay, right. So, can you hold them up so everybody can see? Or I might have to hold you up high, Hudson. Oh, there we go. Hold them down. Yay. There we go. Right. Okay, right. So, who's good with numbers? Can you tell me what numbers you've got on your notes? Okay, so, what numbers Hudson got? Got a number 5, okay. 20? You got a 20 as well? 100. Okay. 500. Wow. Okay. You got another 20? You got a 10? And you've got a 10. Right, okay. Now, actually most of them come from different places. So, can anybody tell me where their money comes from? Some of you've got an easy job because you might have seen them before. Right, so. Yeah, it says it on it. So where is it?
Canada.
Canada, okay. So you've got That one's English, definitely, that's right. That one? Do you know? Well, let's see what it says on there. Right. Shall we hold that up and see if anybody knows what that is? American, right, okay. Okay, so, how about your one? What's yours? Don't know, this is a difficult one. It says, Otsas Furint. Well done, that man, indeed. Okay, that one's hungry. You're not sure what that one is, so that's 100. And that says, up here, it says Central Bank of Sri Lanka. Ooh, there we go. So now that's a difficult one.
I'm trying to remember the flag.
It has got a flag on it. Now that's a difficult one because that's a bit of a cheat really because that's not from one country. Yeah. It says what it is. It's a euro. It's euros. Okay, so that's lots of countries. All right. Okay. English again, yes, and it's quite foldy, isn't it? But Hudson's actually comes from Malaysia. Okay, there you go. So it's got a picture of what's it got on the back of it? It's got some hornbills on. There you go. So in Malaysia they have hornbills on the back. They do look like ducks. You're right. They do look like ducks. Well done. Okay, now. They're all different. Anybody know which one's actually worth the most? Which one do you think?
The
500. The 500 really ought to be worth the most. No, how much do you reckon that's worth? It's worth about £1. Sorry. Okay. It sounded like so much, didn't it? Right, okay. Do you think yours is worth the most because it's 100? That's 100 Sri Lankan rupees. I think that's probably worth about £1 as well. Yeah. Actually, the one that's worth the most is that one. You can hold that one up. £20, there you go. €20, that's a bit less than £20. Okay. And 10, well, anyway, I can't remember the exchange rates for all of them. There we are. All right, so, now. Those of you who got the English ones, so we've got an English one there and an English one there, it's got something very special written on it that the others haven't. So the American, I mean, most of them have got things on, written on you can't read because they're in foreign languages.
But B-T-E-T-B-E-U-6.
Yeah, that's got the numbers on it. Okay, yes, that's right. Now, there is something that's written on all of the English notes. Now, let me see. Can I just borrow it? Maybe for a second. And can you see what it says just underneath Bank of England? Can you read that out loudly? I promise to pay the bearer on demand the sum of £20 or £10 or £5. Once upon a time, you used to be able to go to the Bank of England and they would give you... You could give them a note and they'd give you gold back, in theory. They don't do that anymore. But they still have the promise to pay. So all of our English notes have a promise on them, a promise to pay. Now, I'm going to ask you to give that money back. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because I might need it if I ever travel again. Oh, well, I'm sure you would keep it, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to give you something else, though, okay? All right, so. Something that you'll all know what is. All right, so here we go. So, one of those. One of those. One of those. Let's see whether I had enough faith this morning. One of those. One of those. One of those. One of those. I think Hudson gets the biggest one. The smallest person, he got the biggest coin. All right. Now, okay. Now, all of our notes have got a promise on, haven't they? A promise to pay the bearer. So, but our coins have as well. So if you look carefully on the side of the coin that has the queen's head on, okay, Okay, so it says, well, it says something. It says Elizabeth 2, and then what else does it say? Have you ever read the coin? Right, so it says, yeah, you're quite right, it says the dates. It says Elizabeth II, DG, Reg, FD. Anybody knows what the DG, Reg, FD is? Director General, that's an interesting one, yeah, okay. Anybody know what DG, Reg, FD is? Hmm? Well, close, right. So, it's Latin. Okay, so we got Latin on our coins. So who says we only ever speak English in England? You know, we have Latin on our coins. It's Deo, or Dei Gratia, I think. Regina. And then the DG is Defensatrix Fides. Or Fidei. Okay? Which is, by the grace of God, Queen, Defender of the Faith. Okay? So the queen has, well, she made a promise when she became queen. One of the promises that she made is that she would defend the faith, that, you know, she would love her God and serve him as well as she could. And she's kept that promise as well. So every time you see a coin, first you know that God is on there. It says, by the grace of God. Second, you know it's a promise, and it can remind you of a promise that God has made, not only to the Queen, but a promise to love you. You can certainly go to the toilet, and you can also take the coins with you and go back to your seats. Thank you very much. And I hope I don't need any change for the car park soon. Okay. Right, so it's probably time for the children to leave. Actually, yes, I mean, we would usually pray for them, but I think they're probably already there. But John, it's time for you to tell us what's happening.
All right, girls, go. They've remembered my salute. I checked them all as they came in and remembered, so have a good time in there, won't you? Hudson, have a good time. Thank you. Well, we are able to muster enough to have an open air, a lovely day to have an open air, so we shall meet at 12:05 on the triangle. Tea and coffee will be served following our worship. If you would like to be promoted from just drinking coffee and like to serve it, then Christine would be very pleased if you'd like to give her your name. It doesn't have to be every week, and she can sort out dates for you. So we are a little bit short on staff, so that will be very helpful. Tomorrow there's community prayer on Zoom, and that's at 11:00, and there's a notice on the board gives you details how to get on to that. On Wednesday, the Friends Together have a man coming from well-being. So if you're not healthy, come along and find out how you can get healthy. That's 1:30 onwards on Wednesday. Now, next Sunday is very special. Next Sunday is the welcome and installation of Captain Paul Williams and Lizette Williams. And, of course, little Martha, too. We were able to take them out to lunch yesterday, and I told them all about you, but they said they'll still stay and try for a little while. So they're really nice people. They're looking forward to coming and leading us, but they really love Felix, though, and so that's good. Well, next Sunday, then, there'll be no open air, but we're inviting you all to remain after the worship to join us in a welcome tea, and please, last time for the farewell, we had almost everyone in the congregation. So if you'd like to stay, please do so. And I'll give the captain and the lieutenant a chance to mingle with you and get to know you a little bit better. So thank you very much for listening, and don't forget to come next week.
Thank you, John. Okay, right, it's time for us to sing again. Now, before we do that, however, I'd like you to make sure that you have one of these sheets. Have you all got one of those sheets? Is there anybody who hasn't got a sheet? Okay. Because you're going to need those in just a moment. Okay. But first, we are going to just stand up, and we're going to sing. They're probably some fairly old-fashioned words, really, but they fit with what I want to use. And it's, well, since the Lord redeemed us from the power of sin, since his Spirit sealed us other lives to win, grace enough is given that we may endure, and we prove the promises of God are sure. All the promises of God are sure. Through the ages shall their truth endure. Excuse me. Hallelujah to the heart that's pure. All the precious promises of God are sure. Now, if you're thinking, oh, I have no idea how this song goes, the tune is Count Your Blessings, which you probably do know. Okay? So, if you'd like to stand up, and we'll sing the first verse and the chorus. Now, we will sing the rest of the song, don't worry. We'll get there. So, the sheet that you've given has on it, I think it's 39. And why 39? Because that's as many as I could fit on the sheet. 39 promises from the Bible. Okay? So, some of them you may be familiar with. Some of them you won't be. So what I'd like you to do is just take a moment, and then, okay, so scan down those, and if there is something on there that either you thought, oh, I've never seen that before, or something that means something particularly special to you, I'd like you to hang on to that for a moment. I'll give you a couple of minutes, and then what I'd like you to do is turn to somebody near you and share that verse with them. Okay? And they're going to do the same with you, so particular verse. Okay? So I'd like you to share it with them. If you'd like to say, you know, why that's special to you, that'd be great. But I'd like you to, in just a moment, when you've had a chance, find somebody near you and go and talk to them. Okay? And just share that. So you may not have to move too far. Okay. Off you go. And if you've got another promise that's not on the sheet and want to share that, that's absolutely fine too. As I say, if there's another verse that's really on your heart, that's great to share. Right, now what I would like you to do, okay, is we're going to sing verse 2. All right. So, verse 2. That's right.
Thank you.
Okay, right, now, as a result of what you did last time, okay, so you may have had promise that you chose and somebody one that somebody else chose. You may have chosen the same thing. Great. What I'd like you now to do is go and share those two verses with somebody else. So you may need to get up from your seat and go and talk to somebody you haven't spoken to yet this morning. In fact, I would encourage you to do that. Yeah, it's a chance to go and stretch your legs. You know, you've got an hour's sermon yet, so make the most of it. So the verse that you chose and the verse that somebody else chose, go and share it with somebody else. You're right there, Les.
Yes, John Chisholm, who wrote Isaiah 40, the test of Stern or somebody, a Canadian.
Robert.
Red hair. So I'll try and get that one.
Okay. Okay, if you'd like to return to your seats, or If you're more comfortable now sitting next to somebody else, that's absolutely fine. Although the band might, yeah. Okay. Right, so, that's great. Let's just sing then the last verse of this song. Hope will give us courage in the darkest night. Okay, here we go. Thank you, Penny. Gracious promises of God are sure. Now, there were, as I said, I think there's 39 Bible verses on there, and there could have been lots more. As I say, some of them may have been very familiar to you. Some of them may be less familiar. And one of the things I love about reading the Bible on occasions is coming across passages that you think, when did they put that one in there? I don't remember reading that before. I'm sure that verse wasn't there before. But sometimes it's just, you know, you see things in a new way. Passages leap out at you. Promises leap out at you. Now, I'm not entirely sure how many promises there are in the Bible. So I did try to find out. And depending on who you ask, there are 8,110, or 7,000, or, well, actually, probably, yeah, actually, of those 8,000 or 7,000, maybe there's only 2,000 that are actually you. It doesn't really matter. There are thousands. Thousands of promises in the Bible. Thousands of places where God spoke to his people. Sometimes those promises are very specific to a specific time and circumstance. And other times they are they're promises that resonate with us today too. And we've had the opportunity just sharing some of those promises. And I hope, actually, as you shared those verses, that you were encouraged by those promises that God has made to us through his word. So, we all kind of know what a promise is, but of course, this is always a time to go back to the dictionary, isn't it? So, a promise, a declaration or assurance that one will do something or that a particular thing will happen. And that's definitely what God has said. Assurance that something, that one will do something. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing. Promise that God has got this. I don't know when the phrase, I've got this, sort of came into usage, but it's kind of, I think back, I'm sure I wouldn't say that 20 years ago, but it is a reassuring phrase, isn't it? Particularly knowing that God has got this. That's something over the last couple of years that many people have said, I think. It's been pretty terrible. We haven't been able to worship the way we wanted. We've seen terrible effects of global pandemic. But still, God has got this. He's still in control. His promises are sure. We just sung that. It goes right back. His love endures forever. His promises endure forever. And there are several kinds of promises, I think, that we see. I've got four P's, because you have to have alliteration when you're speaking here. But there were four things that struck me of different kinds of promises that we see from God. The first is the promise of his presence. The promise of his presence, that God will be with us. Jesus, some of the last words that he said to his disciples, lo, I will be with you always, into the end of the age. He promised his presence. He said, send the Holy Spirit to be our comforter, to be with us. That promise of God's presence. And so many times you see that coming through. See one of the verses that was on these sheets. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff comfort me. And some of the oldest promises, that one that we kind of all know, the 23rd Psalm. And maybe that's what you need just now. Just that knowledge of God's presence. That he's there. That he's alongside you. That he walks with you. There's other kinds of promises. The promise of pardon. The promise that, thinking about promises, one of the lines that came to me was not a verse of scripture. It was actually from that other writer, Sting. The song Fields of Gold. It has the lines in, I've never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken. But I swear in the days left, we'll walk in fields of gold. We'll leave that bit away. But there have been promises, I never made promises lightly, and there been some that I've broken. We've all broken promises. I wish I could say I hadn't. But I have. I've promised things to my family. I've promised things to my friends. I've promised things to myself. I've absolutely promised things to God. And not always kept those promises. Now, I hope we don't make promises lightly. But equally, we can know that there is pardon. There is forgiveness. And that's one of the promises. The Lord is near to all who call on him. Yes, that's that promise of presence. But also, the ultimate promise, God so loved the world. that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God gave us that promise of pardon. The promise of knowing that we can be put right with him. And maybe that's the kind of promise that you need to hear today. Another kind of promise that you hear, and there are many more than the ones that I've come up with here, but the promise of peace. The promise of peace. Not just quiet, not just stillness, not the absence of noise, but the promise of peace. That inner knowledge of God's peace and assurance. And Jesus said, "No, my peace I leave with you, peace that the world cannot give." I mean, peace as the absence of war is something that we would love to see at the moment in our world. But beyond that, the peace that passes all understanding, peace that only God can give, he has promised that to us. Jesus said, "My peace I give to you." That's a promise that we can hold on to, a promise that we can take. Maybe peace is the promise that you need to know this morning. There's another P. The promise also of power. The promise of power. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I did the Twilight 10K in Ipswich on Friday. I wish I could say I run and not grow weary. Didn't quite work. But more than that, that's not what it's talking about there. But soar on wings like eagles, that promise that God can fill our lives, can empower our lives, that his spirit living within us can give us his power every day to meet the things that we have to meet, the challenges that we have to meet. To do the things that we don't want to do, but we know God wants us to do. To love the people we're finding it really difficult to love right now. All of those things, we have God's promise of power. I don't know which promise speaks most lively to you at the moment. The promise of knowing God's presence, just needing to know that he's there alongside you. Absolutely, that is a promise that we need to know. Whether it's the promise of pardon, whether it's, "Lord, I have messed up big time, and I need to get right with you again." And taking him at his word. Whether it's the promise of peace. Whether, "Lord, I know you're with me. Yes, I know you've forgiven me, but I still feel so churned up inside." Take him at his word. Accept his peace. Or whether it's the promise of power. That you need to fill God's power within you once more. Now there is one other meaning of promise. I'm going to show my age now. If I say, "Fry's Turkish Delight, full of..." Eastern Promise, I'm not the only one. Okay, "Fry's Turkish Delight." Okay, "full of Eastern Promise." remember that? Okay. Full of promise. The other meaning of the word promise. Now, the quality of potential excellence. Now, this is a time of promise accepting God's promises, but this is also a time of promise, I think, I believe. We're looking ahead. Next week, it will be great to see Paul and Zach taking their place here. And I'm sure they've probably got a weight of expectations on their shoulders that they may well be aware of. And we, all of us want to welcome them and see them here and to do well. And there's that promise that's there of what can be. I want to remind you of one of God's other promises. Words from Isaiah. He starts off in the chapter in Isaiah 43 by saying these words. "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you, who says, 'Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you.'" Starts with that promise of assurance. And the chapter goes on and talks about the great things that God has done for the people of Israel. But then it turns and says this. It says, "But forget all of that. It's nothing. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I'm about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." So those promises that we can hold on to, promises of presence, of pardon, of peace, of power, lead on to that prospect of promise, the things that are to come, the potential excellence. God has not finished with this body of people here. Okay? He has plans for all of us. He's definitely not finished with his church on earth. He is not finished with this particular branch of his church here on earth. There are exciting things that will come. It's full of Eastern promise. It's full of every kind of promise if we take him at his word. But it starts first with that trust, with trusting him that he will walk with us. It starts with trusting him that he will supply the power that we need. Now, in a moment, the songsters are going to come and sing. We'll be rejoined by some of the others who are out looking after the children. We're going to sing the song which we sung a few weeks ago for you, a song called Promises, which is based on words of Scripture. Based first on that promise of God's presence. Words from Isaiah, "I, the Lord, hold your right hand. It's I who say to you, fear not, I will help you." It's drawn from that promise, from several other promises in the Bible. As we sing, I'd like you to consider what promises you need to hold on to now to meet the promise of the future. Whether it's the promise of God's presence, whether it's the promise of his pardon, whether it's the promise of his peace, or the promise of his power. As we sing, if you want to pray, if you want to come forward and pray, we won't be worried about that. But wherever you are, just think about God's promises to you. Think about the promises that God has already kept for you, the things that you know he's been faithful with already. Thank him for those. But most of all, consider also renewing your promises to him as we sing this song promises.
Thank you.
What's the promise you need to face tomorrow? Just ask Ben to play chorus. Some of you will know this melody, some of you won't. The words are, I'm in his hands. Whatever the future holds, I'm in his hands. The days I cannot see have all been planned for me. His way is best. You see, I'm in his hands. Now, this is not a version that everybody will know. But if you can join in, some of you I know will know it. Let's just sing this together. To me, that was a very, very personal promise that God gave to me. Excuse me if I'm slightly emotional here, because that was the promise that God gave to me when I returned home after discovering that I had a stroke. Ben was playing that. God's promises are sure. I was in his hands. I still am. He has got this. Whatever it is you're facing, wherever you are, however you're feeling, God has got it. You are in His hands. Hold on to that promise. Hold on to that promise. Let's just pray. Lord, we thank You that all of Your promises are sure. That Your love endures forever. That You promise that You'll be with us even to the end of the age. That You promise that we've received power. That You'd give us Your peace. That we can never mess up so badly that You won't give us Your pardon. Lord, thank You that You are a great and faithful and ever-loving God. And we give You all the praise and the glory. Amen. Let's sing together a final song. A song that looks to the future. A song that looks to the past. It was written in the 8th century. But it's a song that looks to the future. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, nought be all else to me, save that thou art thou my best thought in the day and the night, waking or sleeping, my presence, my light. Let's stand and sing together this song. Short introduction, and then... When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.